The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
They tell me that a television set is as good as a newspaper, but I don't agree. How can you possibly wrap a herring in a television set?
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. Before we start the ball rolling in the Laugh Club today, Miss Ginger, what's new?
I met a wolf last night, Mr. Holtz.
A wolf? Every pinch a gentleman, eh?
You said it, Mr. Holtz. Was he fresh? He said, wow, you're what every young man should know.
Oh, he's a nice kid.
Oh, he had Tarzanish eyes, Mr. Holtz.
And what are Tarzanish eyes?
They swing from limb to limb.
Well, I guess you got rid of him fast.
Well, he said if I would only call him to go out with me, he'd be putty in my hand.
And you're going to call him?
As soon as I have some windows to fix.
Ginger, so why can't you be like Old Man River? Roll along. Roll along. Here's a little story about an actor friend of mine. And he comes over to see me the other day. He says, Lou, how would you like to make a little easy money? I said, how? He says, on the horses. I said, I never play the horses. He says, but look, this is a cinch. I overheard a conversation. Some gangsters were talking, and here's what they said. They said, in the fourth race, we've got a horse, and we're going to take this horse, and we are going to load him up with dope. We're going to put dope in his nose. We're going to put it in his legs. We're going to load this horse, just load him up with dope. So I said to this fellow, I said, well, do you think he'll win? My friend said, he might not win, but he'll be the happiest horse on the track.
Mr. Holtz, do you think I should go out with a fella if he's a wolf?
Of course not, Ginger, but let me ask you something. What are you looking for in a fella?
Well, I think maybe I'd just settle if he was a fella.
Well, that's fine. And what else?
Well, I think he should be between the ages of 32.
Between the ages of 32? You know, Ginger, I've just learned something that had me puzzled for a long time. The trouble with your brain is that it isn't.
Please watch your language, Mr. Holtz. You are speaking of the woman I love.
Look, Ginger, I'm sure if you looked hard enough, you could find some worthy fella who would go for you.
Oh, I'm thinking of going out with Harvey Hastings. He's a very talented fellow, Mr. Holtz. He plays two musical instruments at the same time.
Plays two musical instruments at the same time?
Yes, with the left side of his mouth, he plays Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. And with the right side of his mouth, he plays Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries.
I see, I see. And the middle of his mouth, it just sits there and does nothing?
Oh, no. With the middle of his mouth, he blows out the pits.
Love that girl. Meetings adjourned.